Let's bring power to food and flour. This is HortiBiz News Radio.
I'm going around the green tech looking for new innovations, new stories, and other things that are happening right now in the international horticultural industry. And right now I walked into the booth of Neom. It's a new company that we're seeing here on the green tech. So I'm going to have the opportunity to speak to Juan Carlos Motamayor, from the executive director from Neom. And I'm interested to see what's it all about. So first of all, Juan Carlos Motamayor, please introduce yourself and your role within the company.
Hi, I'm Juan Carlos Motamayor. I'm the executive director of the Neom food sector. I'm coming from Neom. It's a region in the northwest of Saudi Arabia. It is one of the largest giga projects in the kingdom, and our objective is to diversify Saudi Arabia economies by developing future forward industries that are aiming at addressing and creating solutions to the key challenges that humanity is facing today around sustainability, around nature conservation, around climate change. And in food, we are addressing some key challenges. Some of these key challenges are related to the way we produce food. The food industry is one of the key contributors to climate change in terms of greenhouse emissions. And there are two aspects that we are addressing. The first is that the methods that we use to produce food, mostly agriculture and livestock production, generate lots of emissions. The technologies that we are using now were developed during the Green Revolution, mostly to address the need to feed the population, you know, 60, 70 years ago from Asia and Africa, there were hunger problems, and those were addressed during the Green Revolution by developing a model of production where we have technologies applied to conditions, or in conditions where we have abundant water, where we have great soils and optimal growing conditions.
Okay, so
these optimal growing conditions are not available anymore due to climate change. So we need to develop new ways to produce food that are adapted to water scarcity, that are adapted to the heat wave that we are facing every year due to climate change in multiple countries. And this is why we are here in Green Tech, because we're looking to partner with companies that see this with sense of urgency, this need to be more efficient on water use, more efficient on energy use to cool greenhouses, for example, to grow crops in the presence of extreme heat. And Green Tech is the number one industry gathering in horticulture, and we are already working with Dutch companies to pioneer new solutions for growing food in arid conditions. And this is also a way, so if we believe that if we can pioneer being self-sufficient in the kingdom, we can show other regions in the world to be more efficient in terms of energy use, in terms of water use, and decentralized food production, which in return contributes to address climate change, because we reduce food miles attributed or due to food transportation.
Okay, it's a beautiful vision that you have for the world, and I strongly agree with you as well. So how does Neom work, like in a practical way? Like, do I have to see Neom as like an information partner, or as like more collaboration between different companies? How do you work on the day-to-day basis?
So we are a private initiative, so we are developing business. We are developing partnerships. We are seeking investments with companies that see that this sense of urgency to develop more sustainable ways to produce food in our case, or to produce energy, because Neom is a region that is committed to run only on renewable energy. And we believe that it is not only about creating new sustainable ways to be generating energy or processing water, for example, because this is one of the key themes in Neom, or producing food, but it is because due to regulation changes in the future, not only in Saudi Arabia but in many countries, to address climate change, and because of changes in consumer preferences, there will be a need for more sustainable products and services, and more healthy products as well. And this need will be the consequence of market changes, market demands, and there are businesses to be developed around this. These are business opportunities, and we are here again in Netherlands looking to partner companies with companies that see these business opportunities.
Yeah, and this is the first time that you're here at the Green Tech in Amsterdam, and probably also the first time you're actually like talking to Dutch companies. What are the responses so far from the people that you meet and the companies you talk to?
I think very positive. I think the industry's leaders are realizing that they need to adapt to the market shift. In Europe, I would say the greenhouse industry itself may be saturated, and the Dutch companies, for example, need to address other international market needs that are requiring changes in the greenhouse infrastructure, meaning we cannot necessarily sell, or greenhouse companies may not necessarily sell the same infrastructure that has been traditionally sold in Europe in arid regions, because the needs to manage heat and the needs to manage water are different. And with all the conversations we have had, we realized that the companies we're talking to realize that they need to adapt to these new realities, where to offer products and services that are adapted to the market needs, the international market needs. And in terms of technology, there is definitely a need to create better infrastructure in terms of cost-efficient management of heat and water to grow crop efficiently in arid conditions. And I think the discussions have been very productive so far.
That's great to hear. Well, last question. What are you hoping for in the future? What can we expect from Neom in the future?
So we want to pioneer ways to be self-sufficient in terms of food. The GCC region imports 70 to 80% of the food that consumes, which again, as mentioned, has an impact on climate change because of food transportation. It's also a risk for many countries. Due to climate change, we see that countries that export grains, for example, like Russia many years ago, or like India last year, are halting export of grains due to the impact of climate change in the yield of their crops. And this involves, or these have national security risk. And that's not only the main reason why we need to be food self-sufficient, but again, it is about addressing climate change. And we expect that all these technologies that we want to pioneer in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia could be replicated in many other regions that are facing the impact of climate change, where there is a need to produce food in an efficient way in terms of water use and energy use to manage heat.
Okay, so if companies are listening right now and they're interested in collaborating or finding more information, does Neom have a website?
Yes, there is neom.com, and there you can learn about all the different economic sectors where we are developing, as mentioned, future forward industries. So there is energy, there is water, there is food, and then you will learn how to get in contact with us, what we are doing, and we are again open to collaborations. So thank you for your time and your interest to learn more about Neom.
Okay, thank you so much, Juan Carlos Mota Mayor, the executive director from NEOM. I wish you the best of luck with the with the future of NEOM and the beautiful vision that the company has. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is HortiBiz News Radio.